Hey, welcome back. Well, we'll land as promised. It is time for our scam of the week. We do this alongside the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana every Wednesday at this time. So with that, we say good morning to Jan Diaz, the VP of the BBB here in Northeast Indiana. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm glad you're here. Tell us all about these BBB imposter scams.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. So we're finding that there are scammers who are targeting businesses and owners, business owners, consumers, pretending to be the BBB. So it's obviously the goal is stealing their personal information and money, and really, the real Better Business Bureau is here to help people know what to look for. So it's a real interesting scam. There's actually two areas that we're discovering. The first is an imposter scam that targets consumers by phone.
Hmm.
So they're calling people up and saying, hey, I'm with the BBB, and they're saying that they made an overpayment on their credit card. And so anytime we make a double payment or overpay, of course, we want to get our money back, right? So they're saying that they can receive a refund on the overpayment, but in order to do that, they have to give out personal information, of course, and bank information so that they can receive the overpayment. So because consumers know that, we keep sensitive information and we keep private and confidential information. They know about the BBB, and so they're more willing to give up that information if the scammer says they're from the Better Business Bureau.
Hmm.
So, unfortunately, they're opening themselves up to identity theft and having their funds directly stolen from their bank account.
Yeah, that's the thing about this one. I feel like this is a pretty big deal, Jan. Obviously, I'm sure you do too as you work at the BBB, but the BBB is always supposed to be an organization that we can trust and that we can turn to in the time of uncertainty. And now, these imposters are, seizing this opportunity here. Tell us, so you mentioned the first one is by phone. How what's the other way they're targeting us?
Yeah, the other one, they're targeting business owners through email. And so businesses are receiving emails supposedly from the BBB that their business has a complaint or, a review that they need to respond to. And so there's a review and sign a document link that they're asking business owners to click on. And the email does look legit. There's a BBB logo on it. The complaint number is fake, of course, but because the email appears to be on the up and up, then, the business owner will just more readily click on that link. And so, of course, when they click on that link, they're being asked for personal information, business information, which opens themselves up to become a victim of a scammer. So, unfortunately, these things are taking place, but we're telling folks if they're receiving calls, to understand that the BBB, we're not a credit card company. We don't offer loans. We're not going to call a consumer and say, you've overpaid on your credit card.
Right.
The best thing to do really is just hang up, get the name of the caller, hang up, and then call the BBB. Just verify that that person works for the BBB and that they did make the call. And then business owners, if they receive an email, every business has a portal that they can go to verify their reviews and see if there's a complaint out there and respond to those things. And also if they want information on their business, they can just go to bbb.org and sign on to their business portal that way. And that's what we're recommending because we do send out emails. We send out emails to our businesses. We send out a lot of different promotional things and webinars to businesses and consumers. And so we're just trying to help people navigate through those things to know if it's the BBB or not.
Yeah, that's so important. Like I said, the BBB should be such a trustworthy organization. So, man, this is a big deal. Jan, I appreciate you coming on to share it with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, Kayla. I appreciate it.
That's Jan Diaz, the VP of the Better Business Bureau here in Northeast Indiana. We check in with them every Wednesday here on the show. For right now, I...
Podcasts by Federated Media.